One morning, that's all I wanted. One morning to myself. To sleep in, to sleep naked, to sleep with my bedroom door closed. To wake up when I felt like it. To wake up and hear nothing. To wake up and do whatever the hell I felt like doing that morning. Daddy, get up! This was not that morning. Groaning, I rolled over onto my stomach and held my pillow over the back of my head. Daddy's not here, I said, my voice muffled. I heard giggling, then felt the mattress shift as one or more of my three daughters jumped onto my bed. Frankly, it was kind of surprising none of them had been here already. For months after their mother left, I hadn't had my bed to myself. Sometimes it was 11-year-old Millie with a stomach ache. Sometimes 8-year-old Felicity with nightmares. Often it was 4-year-old Winifred hiding from the monster beneath her bed. Occasionally it was all three. One of them jumped onto my back like I was a pony and tugged at my t-shirt. We're hungry, sounded like Felicity. Again, I just fed you.
It's morning. You didn't feed us since dinner last night.
It can't be morning. It's still dark.
That's because you have a pillow over your head. She giggled. You were snoring, too.
Can't Millie get you guys cereal?
We don't want cereal. We want pancakes.
I sighed. Can't she make pancakes?
She doesn't know how to use the stove. We need a grown-up.
A grown-up? I was the sole grown-up in the house. How the fuck had that happened? How do you know I'm a grown-up? More giggling.
Because you're tall, with big feet, and you have whiskers, and your name is Daddy.
I told you Daddy's not here.
Then who are you?
I flipped over, tossing her onto her back. The tickle monster! She squealed and squirmed while I tickle-tortured her, prompting Winifred to come running in and hop on the bed.
Me too.
Winnie was the rare kid who actually wanted to be tickled, or at least she wanted the physical affection, and she scooted close to Felicity on her back, presenting her tummy like a dog who wanted to be petted. I tickled them both for a second, then sat back on my heels and scratched my head. You're still in your pajamas. Is it Saturday?
Yes,
said Felicity. Good.
Your hair looks funny, she told me.
So does yours, I told her. Recently, she'd given herself a trim, hacking off the front of her hair in an attempt to create bangs like Mavis's from Hotel Transylvania. She even wanted to be called Mavis for a while. The girl's therapist assured me it was nothing to worry about and simply meant she identified with the character of Mavis, who also lived with her father without a mother in the house.
Hi, Winnie. I gave her a smile, my heart thumping hard at the sight of Mac holding his little girl's mittened hand as they walked through the lobby. How was school?
Good, she said.
My goodness, you're getting big. My mother shook her head as Mac brought his daughter around the desk. You're going to be as tall as Franny soon. I groaned. She probably will. Millie only has another couple inches to go.
Good things come in small packages.
Mac winked at me, and my belly fluttered. He had the most beautiful, deep blue eyes.
Would you like to come up to my apartment for lunch, Winnie? I asked. Sure, she grinned happily. Great, you can help me make it.
I held out my hand, and she dropped her dad's to take mine. Then I looked at Mac. Can I bring you something? A sandwich? Soup? He looked guilty.
I'll probably work through lunch.
You shouldn't work through lunch, my mother scolded. Let Franny bring you something.
That's okay.
He gave me a tired smile and put a hand on my shoulder.
Thanks, though, for everything. You're an angel.
He was touching me. He'd called me an angel. I could hardly speak. You're welcome. Quickly, I turned and led Winnie out from behind the desk and across the lobby toward the stairs to my suite so he wouldn't see the goofy grin on my face.